What are your thoughts the way we set ourselves out today?
I thought, personally, we played their game and not our own. I felt that they dictated the pace a little bit. They were strong, we knew what they were going to be. You know, I said it before, they're methodical and mechanical, that's how they play. And, you know, we need to be a little bit wiser, a little bit cuter, and have a couple of tricks in our box when we play against these sort of sides. Because what they try to do, they try to channel us in certain areas and nullify us. And basically that's what my feelings were that they did.
Looking at the goal, obviously don't want to be knee-jerking our action, but it seemed to me that we had a warning on about 7 or 8 minutes earlier where the same striker was through acres of space. And you think, and he missed, and you think, oh, we got away with that one. And then the same thing occurs. What was your view of that from a defensive point of view?
You see, I get down to the same thing again, James, that we get carried away with the momentum of we must do this, we must do that, and we sometimes leave ourselves a little bit slack at the back. I call it 7th cavalry football, you know, where everybody goes and we all charge forward. Well, like I've said in the past, I haven't got a problem with 7th Cavalry football, so long as we have 7th Cavalry recovery runs and we have people working back. You know, and everybody wants to be a hero on a cup final day. You know, they want to be the one that shines. We did a lot of hard work, and I've got to say this, you know, in January time, when people were talking about relegation and stuff like that, you know, this is testament to how far we can go with this club, you know. We've come back from the dead and we put ourselves within the chance of going up. But I've got to say this, like I say, I just felt that we didn't set our stall out as regards the cuteness, you know, the wiseness, the tricks in the book.
Obviously never wishing to make excuses, do you think it is a challenge though that for a team get this far and two very influential players, 48 goals between them, are suddenly not available? That does mean the side has to play a different way. Do you think that, I know you won't want to make excuses, but do you think that it was a challenge for the team?
It was a challenge, but you know, the two lads that came in were possibly on the day two of the better players and better performers in Deegan and
Deegan was phenomenal, I
and
thought.
Carlos. You know, so I don't believe that is a factor. I'm a great believer in balance and blend. Those two words in a football team, because I do not believe that the best players make the best team. You have your donkeys who go and do the work, you have your mules who traffic it from A to Z, and you have your thoroughbreds that run across the winning line. That's what a game of football is about, and that is what a football team's about.
Did we lack a thoroughbred who would go across the line today?
That's my feelings. We just needed a different trick. That's all we needed. Well, let me say something, right? As far as I'm concerned, the lads know what this is about now, right? There's no reason why we can't go on and win this division and let two other set of mugs, play out for the playoffs. End of story. And the ball's in our court, because you rightly said, right, we do play a different type of football and we do play a little bit of cavalier at some times. But, you know, if we get that little bit of steely bit in this and that little bit of wiseness in us, then, you know...
It's been one hell of a ride, though, hasn't it, this season? One hell of a ride.
I have to say, I do think Tierney's looks are really beyond his years. I was surprised when you took him off, actually, but I think he was... I do think, for a player of his age, he's extraordinarily mature.
James, young Tierney, he's come in, he's done excellent. What he hasn't got... there's a full tank on him It looks as though he's carrying a full tank, like, you know, but, but a good pre-season, and I've warned him. I just said to him, I can't wait to get my hands on you in pre-season, buddy, because you're going to...
He'll be a different player,
you're
won't he?
You're going to go to a different level, believe me. He won't know what's in him.
Let me ask you one thing. What is the... Was it about recruitment, or is this the squad you'd like to keep together? Was there any players you think you've hard for you to keep?
I feel that the lads are... all want to be here. They're happy to be here. They're happy to move on. But I'm never happy with players. I think there's always room for improvement and progression and development. So I'll be out. There'll be a couple more new faces in next year, and it's up to those that come in to maybe stake a claim for a shirt, and those that are already here stake a claim to keep a shirt.